This morning on Minnesota Reads, we are excited to welcome a guy into the spotlight. He's usually the one hiding behind the camera, and we're so glad to be able to feature him this morning on Minnesota Reads as the author of a new book called Night Sky with the Naked Eye, How to Find Planets, Constellations, Satellites, and Other Night Sky Wonders Without a Telescope. Mr. Bob King joins us. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Lisa.
You know,
nice to be here.
It's been a long time. We used to have you on the air way, way back in a long time ago when you were doing a star feature with another gentleman, and that was one of the first little locally produced features that was airing here on Northland Morning.
Oh, really? Okay. I remember that well. I used to come into the studio and talk about what was going on in the night sky that week.
Yeah. It was exciting. So we got to get you back on the payroll, Bob, because, you know, I know that we were reimbursing you at a fabulous rate for that.
Yes. But as much goodwill as I remember being paid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, now you're a published author. So the stars have been your passion, the thing that you do out of pure love. How did you decide to go? And of course, you're a photographer for the Duluth News Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say to yourself, I have knowledge and I've got excellent photographs, I must have what I need for a book?
Well, not exactly. I started, and actually I am a photographer, of course, mostly. That's what I've been doing all these years. But I started a blog, I guess now about 8 years ago, called Astro Bob. And I just shared astronomy news with people that would care to read the blog. And that kind of got out there, and I was asked to write for another publication called Universe Today several years ago. And they're an online group. They do a lot of kind of astronomy news and astronomy topics. And then I had no plans to write a book, to be honest. But one of the editors at Universe Today received a phone call a little more than a year ago from a publisher out east, and they wanted to do a book about space missions, and they asked her to do that, and they asked her to recommend somebody to do a book about the night sky. So she recommended me, and that's how I started writing the book about a year ago.
So you got headhunted.
I can't even believe it, and I really had no plans to write because my hands were so full with writing as it was. Between the blog and Universe Today, and I also write for Sky and Telescope.
Wow, that is so outrageously cool. So tell us about we're gonna learn all kinds of fascinating tips this morning that we won't be able to put into effect because we're gonna have cloudy skies for a few nights.
I know.
But tell us about how to find these groovy things when we don't have the, you know, access necessarily to the fancy optics.
Well, if you're talking about the book, because the book, that's what I describe, are all the things that you can see and how to see them. And, I mean, it really goes into all kinds of things, everything from finding the International Space Station and a few other different types of satellites to the bright constellations and how to track the planets. And there's things in there about the moon, which we see the moon a lot, but there's lots of things about the moon that you may not have noticed before that you can see with your naked eye, like identifying the different lunar seas, and you can even see a few of the lunar craters, too, if you know just where to look. And I've got a couple photographs, a little map in the book, and those types of things to kind of help you get along with that. So there's, but if you're talking about, are you interested in what you can see right now, Lisa?
Well, right now, I'm afraid it's cloudy.
Well, it's cloudy, but it's supposed to be clear on Saturday evening.
That's true. It is supposed to clear up over the weekend. So if it does, what can we see?
You can see a beautiful starry sky Saturday evening once it gets dark. But before it does, there are two nice planets you can view in the southwestern sky. And I bet a lot of people listening probably say, oh, I know, I've seen that bright planet. But there's Venus, which is out there very brilliant all by itself. About a half an hour after sunset, you can start seeing that. And then further up, once it gets a little darker out, like an hour and a half after the sun goes down, you'll see a bright, not as bright as Venus, but a reddish star, and that's Mars. So you have two evening planets.
All right, so I've got to ask you one final question, because I understand that in addition to the star information, you've kind of gone that extra mile for the wannabe photographers, and you've offered some tips on how to photograph some of these things.
Yeah, sometimes it's tricky to do that, and so I have tips in there on one of the main things about photographing the night sky. If you just want to take pictures of stars at night, or a picture of the space station when it comes over, is how to focus on the sky, how to focus with a digital camera. Plus, there's other tips, too. About
I got to ask you this, because here's my question. I tried to photograph the super moon other night.
Oh, you did?
And
okay.
It was really low in the sky. It was at Hartley. It was sort of foolish, because I was thinking, gosh, isn't there, you know, beautiful, beautiful day, got my sunset pictures. Oh, gosh, shouldn't there be a moon around here somewhere? Scared me to death. I mean, it was taking up almost all of the eastern sky. And to try to get the trees to show up, and yet the moon, of course, was so bright, so huge, mm-hmm. It just sort of blew out the photograph.
Yes. Oh, here's one good tip about the moon, and I believe it's in the book, but I've written about it in my blog a number of times, is the main time to catch the moon when it's full is within about 15 minutes of rising, because then the brightness of the moon is about equal to the landscape light. So when you photograph it, you'll see the face, you'll see the man in the moon, and you'll have a landscape. If you wait any longer than, honestly, it's really 10 or 15 minutes, then the landscape will look nice, but the moon will be blown out. It'll just look like a shiny white disk.
And that's kind of what I got, is a lot of shiny white disks.
Yeah, it can still look pretty, though. I mean, it's still a beautiful sight.
Well, Bob, this is fantastic, and I appreciate so much having you on the air. You really do, of course, you know, because obviously you don't have anything else going on, you know, with a full-time job and the blogging and the writing and the authoring and the book tours and the signings and the whatever, but it would sure be great to have you back on the air a little more often, I think.
Well, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Can I mention one thing before we sign off?
You bet.
For those where the book is available, if you'd like to get a copy, you can pick one up over at Fitker's Bookstore, and you can also get it at Barnes & Noble up at the Miller Hill Mall, and I'll be doing a signing at Fitker's next Saturday, December 3rd, from 12 to 2 p.m.
Well, Bob, thanks again so much for joining us. It's always a treat to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on, Lisa.
Bob King is a photographer with the Duluth News Tribune and a blogger and an author. His book is called Night Sky with the Naked Eye, How to Find Planets, Constellations, Satellites, and Other Night Sky Wonders Without a Telescope. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.